when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
The pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where
the street where we live, the street where musical theater lives, is obviously Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host here on Broadway to Main Street on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the charming and slightly frigid hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that rendition, if you may have wondered who was singing that, that was Vic Damone. And Vic Damone had a huge hit with that song, of course, from My Fair Lady, in 1956. And if you know the show well, and I'm going to assume many of our listeners do, as it's one of the most famous musicals of all time, you'll know that the bridge is actually put as the intro and sort of potchkied around a little bit. And that was done by the one and only Mitch Miller. You may know Mitch Miller from Sing Along with Mitch on television shows, but he was an A&R, or artist and repertory man, at Columbia Records in the 50s and 60s, and was the man behind a lot of what we call pop hits. So that's a very lengthy introduction to the title of our show, which is You've Got Me Covered. Today we're going to look at famous covers of Broadway shows, or at least interesting covers of original Broadway songs. And my colleague Will Friedwald likes to call them interpretations, not covers. But we're going to call them covers just in the interest of time, a few fewer syllables. And one of the remarkable things is these were the most popular songs from Broadway. This is the way most of America heard them, on AM radio or on singles or compiled on long playing records in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now, before South Pacific even opened in New York, before it practically even went into rehearsal, Peggy Lee and Margaret Whiting and Gordon McRae recorded a cover album of the score in California on Capitol Records. So Peggy Lee is actually the first person who ever recorded "I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair" from South Pacific, even before Mary Martin did it, even before Mary Martin performed it in public. Here is a terrific, jazzy, wonderful version where she's backed up by her husband, Dave Barber. Peggy Lee, covering a great song from South Pacific.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Hey sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. You can't light a fire when the woods are wet. You can't make a butterfly strong. You can't fix an egg when it ain't quite good. And you can't fix a man when he's wrong. You can't put back a petal when it falls from a flower, or sweeten up a fella when he starts turning sour. Oh no, oh no. If his eyes get dull and fishy when you look for glints and gleams, waste no time, make a switch, drop him in the nearest ditch, rub him out of the roll call, and drum the humdrum bum right out of your dreams. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, and send him on his way.
Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me. That's very wonderful to know. Somebody lonely wants me to care. Wants me, of all people, to notice him there. Well, I want to be wanted, need to be needed, and I'll admit I'm all glow. 'Cause somebody somewhere wants me and needs me. Wants lonely me to smile and say hello. Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me, and that's very wonderful to know. Somebody somewhere wants me and needs me, and that's very wonderful to know.
Golly, that was Doris Day at the height of her considerable powers, covering a wonderful song from The Most Happy Fella. And that's what we're listening to today, folks. Great covers by great artists. Now, one of the wonderful things about all this is you could use great singers, cabaret singers like Bobby Short, to reinterpret songs from a different point of view. And Bobby Short recorded so much material. Cole Porter, Noel Coward, Rodgers and Hart. And here he goes a little more modern with, to me, a tremendously moving rendition of Sorry Grateful from Company. Here's Bobby Short and his combo.
Grateful, you're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in, and still you're sorry, and still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt. Then she walks out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occur? What you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You're always sorry, you're always grateful, you hold her thinking, I'm not alone. You're still alone. You don't live for her, you do live with her. You're scared she's starting to slip away, and scared she'll stay. Good things get better, bad gets worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. Sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with all to do with her. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, has nothing to do with all to do with
her. Yes, give it up for Bobby Short. That string bass just kills me in that rendition. Well, once upon a time, the airwaves, the AM radios, and 45 singles, and even LP recordings were inundated by what they used to call songbirds, or thrushes, a great phrase that Variety would use. And that referred to Doris Day, but also to Rosemary Clooney and Joe Stafford, two of my favorite singers. And they both recorded so much interesting Broadway music through their own particular sensibility. Rosemary Clooney made a big hit, obviously, of Hey There from Pajama Game, but she also reached back and saved a wonderful song from a musical called Juno, written by Mark Blitstein, called I Wish It So, which she recorded on one of her compilation albums, and we'll hear that, and another wonderful song called Make the Man Love Me from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, also reclaimed by Joe Stafford. But first, here's Rosie Clooney.
I've an unrest inside me, oh, it's long I have had such an unrest inside me, and it's getting real bad. I'm sleeping at night, and my heart beats so loud that I wake all dizzy and light, with a dreaming and feeling this ache. Such a thumping inside me that I think I'll go mad. For I wish it so, what I wish I still don't know, but it's bound to come, though so long to wait. I keep saying tonight, or today through the endless days, and my heart clamors and prays it will not come too late. But when come it does, in the shade I will give my life and my love, I know. I've such grand aims with so many names that I grow numb, but sure one is bound to come, because I wish I I wish it's so. It's the unrest inside me, and I think I'll go.
Joe Stafford. Now, we can all be enamored with original Broadway cast albums and the original performers, but a song like that from 1951's A Tree Grows in Brooklyn might have just vanished because the show wasn't a big hit and the cast album didn't hang in there very long. So we have to thank these singers for attaching themselves not to older standards, but songs that were playing on Broadway at the same time. And that's what we're celebrating today on You've Got Me Covered. Well, those were the songbirds. Let's go to some of the guys. Bob Goulet recorded, get this, folks, 18 LPs between 1962 and 1970 for Columbia, including an LP called On Broadway and a successful sequel called On Broadway 2. Here he tackles a great song from the towards the end of On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, Come Back to Me.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me.
Come back to me.
Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me.
Come back to me.
On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net, in a towel wringing wet. I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world, only just come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Blast your hide, hear me call. Must I fight? City Hall, here and now, damn it all. Come back to me.
Come back to me.
What on earth must I do? Scream and yell till I'm blue. Curse your soul, when will you come back to me?
Come back to me.
Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon, and to rack and to ruin, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be? In a crate, in a trunk, on a horse, on a drunk, in a Rolls or a van, wrapped in mink or saran, any way that you can.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back to me. Hear my voice through the din. Feel the waves on your skin like a call from within. Come back to me. Leave behind all you own. Tell your flowers you will phone. Let your dog walk alone. Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Let your tub overflow. If a date waits below, let him wait for Godot. Ride a rail, come by mail, COD. Fly a broom through the night, grab the tail of a kite. Don't get lost at Corvettes or get signed by the Mets. Don't give up cigarettes. Come back to me.
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 As sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear? This poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashion from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. as snowflakes drifting into her tenement room. Her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers. Those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, made from Annie's despair. They found little Annie all covered with ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand and watered with all her young tears. There must be a heaven where little Annie can play in heavenly gardens and bowers. And instead of a halo, she'll wear around her head a garland.
Well, Bobby Darin is the real thing. That was his rendition, his cover of Artificial Flowers from Tenderloin, a musical set at the turn of the century that he jazzes up in his inimitable way. We had Sheldon Harnick on our show live from our Southampton studio a couple of years ago, and I said, Sheldon, how did you feel when Bobby Darin did a cover recording of Artificial Flowers from your score to Tenderloin? And Sheldon said, great. What more could you say? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. We're entering our fifth year of Dynamite Broadcasting. We're over at Podcasts and iTunes, if that's your thing, or you can go to our website, broadwaytomainstreet.com. Tony Bennett was one of the great aficionados of the Broadway songbook, the Broadway canon. There's practically nothing he didn't record, or certainly no composers he didn't record. And he stayed in the game late into the 70s when everyone had bailed out and was doing covering Lennon and McCartney and Bacharach and David and you name it. This is a song from Applause, a great ballad by Strauss and Adams that Tony Bennett does terrifically. Think How It's Going to Be.
Try your pretty eyes, come on, and let me have a smile. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go. But planes come back, you know. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. Oh, dark. Then just when the fire's low, honey, you know, where we'll go. So flash that famous smile, the one that gets them all. Think how it's gonna be. No one but you and me. Think how it's gonna be when we're together
Moses. You could drive from Southampton to New York on the LIE in the time it took Tony Bennett to hold that note. Wow, what a guy. Well, Richard Rodgers, clearly one of the most successful, if not the most successful, theater composer of the 20th century, also had a burgeoning career with people covering his material on AM radio or pop singles, so on and so forth. And Johnny Mathis always did a good job in this regard. I think a very underrated singer with a very underrated song from a very underrated show. So here are two Rodgers songs. The first from Flower Drum Song, rendered by Johnny Mathis.
I have wished before I shall wish no more. Love, look away. Love, look away from me. Fly pass my door, fly and get lost at sea. Call it a day. Love, let us say, we'll be right back.
No strings, no strings, except our own devotion. No other bonds at all. Let the little folk who need the help depend upon vows and such. We are much too tall. No ties, except our own emotion. We'll hear some silent call. If marriage comes, we'll let it come as one of those perfect things with no strings at all.
Chris Connor, a great jazz singer, one of my favorites, also someone who devoted herself to the covering the Broadway canon while it was still active. That was obviously the title number to No Strings, a Richard Rodgers musical for which he also wrote the lyrics. And a lot of people covered songs from that show in particular around 1962. Well, we wouldn't think of members of the Rat Pack as being particularly avatars of marital fidelity, but Sammy Davis and Frank Sinatra also recorded a lot of songs from the Broadway canon, and here are two that deal with being married and the love of a husband for his wife. The first is Sammy Davis from his album Sammy's Back on Broadway, which is, well, obviously, songs from Broadway, in this case 1965's Baker Street, a musical about Sherlock Holmes, which practically nobody covered anything from. I think he does a great job. Here's Sammy.
A married man, how wonderful to be a married man. For now I know life's purpose and its plan since time began. A lonely man, I took a wife and added love and laughter to my life, and realize there's no one richer than a married man. With two to share each happiness, and two to bear each woe, then all the woes seem so much less, and how the pleasures grow. The bachelor, I've lived his life and I have lived with her. I'll let him lead his so-called merry life as best he can. Grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. Mm-hmm. I love my wife.
Well, who can disagree with that? I love my wife. Hi, Genevieve. That's Frank Sinatra singing the title song from Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's musical, covering a great Broadway song that probably would have disappeared if it were not for his work in that area. Well, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire covered shows from way back at the beginning of recorded history, Night and Day, or Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, or Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, you name it. And these two guys got together in a studio in London in 1975 to record a song from Chicago. God bless them. Here is Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire covering a song from Chicago.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips
is gonna be Roxy. She's gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everybody knows.
They're gonna recognize her eyes, her hair, her teeth, her feet, and her nose.
Who's gonna keep Chicago hot? Combustible Roxy. You've never seen a bigger show. And when she does that hoochie coo,
she'll tear the balcony in two.
Go, go, Roxy, go.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy. Think of the autographs that she'll sign. Good luck to you, Roxy.
And she'll appear on a lavalier that goes all the way down to her waist. Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling, but always in the best of taste.
The Windy City's gonna shake from Hurricane Roxy.
Mark it, that old O'Leary's cow. So get inside and grab a seat before she knocks you off your feet. Here comes Roxy now. So get inside and grab a seat before she knocks you off your feet. Here comes Roxy now.
Fred and Bing uniting for a Candor and Ebb classic. They slightly changed the lyrics. Well, today's show, You've Got Me Covered, is a particular thrill for me because that's a lot of what we try to do here at Broadway to Main Street. We love the original Broadway renditions, but sometimes in the hands of a major recording artist, you can take a great Broadway song and transcend it, as many of these great artists did. One artist I love her more and more each time I listen to her is Edie Gourmet. And she took this song from Mame that Angela Lansbury sang at the 11 o'clock number and transformed it not only into a brilliant rendition of her own, but she won the Grammy for Best Vocal Performance by a Female Artist in 1967. Here is Edie Gourmet, and let's thank her for walking into our life. I hope you enjoy this rendition.
Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things to say what I think of one or two if he walked into my life today. Would I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Then ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.